Hello and welcome. Thank you for connecting today for our full moon gathering. We have the full moon in Leo. This sign is really going to push us deeper. It's going to push us to new heights. And I've written some notes on it. There's a lot to talk about. The good thing is the session that I would normally have today, right after this, I don't have because I did it earlier today. So we have a little extra time if we get stuck and we need to keep going. So if you know anybody has any questions, that'll be fine. So for the time stamp today, it's our Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern, on February 13th, right? So for all of you who are celebrating Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day to all of you. But I figured I'd get to this question that came in to me through someone that wasn't sure if they were going to be able to get on to answer it. So I figured I would start with this because this kind of like sets the tone for the Leo energies, right? For us to see truth, for us to stand in truth, for us to make a break for it and escape the zoo. I mean, that's really what it is. Okay. Because if you think of the lion, the Leo, right? Where do we see them mostly? We see them mostly when we go to the zoo. They look miserable. I'm sure, would rather be in their natural habitat. So this question came in and it's kind of fitting for the time. And it's about spiritual belief and spiritual alignment. Okay. And so the question came in and it pertains to a spiritual teacher who's been a spiritual teacher for as long as I can remember. I tuned into her back in, I think, 2004, when I was starting my journey with holistic health and wellness and all of that sort of stuff. And so I wanted to just take a moment and answer this because I don't want to get to the end of this and then forget this question. Okay. So the person that I'm talking about is medical intuitive Carolyn M Miss, right? Carolyn Mace. It's really pronounced Mace. A lot of people pronounce it Miss because it's M-Y-S-S, but it's Mace. Carolyn Mace, medical intuitive. I was a diehard fan of hers for many, many years. She really opened me to my next level spiritual awareness and everything. When I was at the chiropractor's office, was just going through nutrition school. As a matter of fact, he was the one that pushed me. He was like, "You're so very knowledgeable about cancer. You really need to do this," because I had just gone through cancer for the second time in 2004. He gave me a spot in his office, my own room. He was like, "I want you to see people doing Reiki there and everything." So that's how I got started. And then he pointed me to Carolyn Mace, and he was like, "You know, she's a really phenomenal teacher about everything spiritual and whatnot." And so I devoured her stuff. I had every recording she ever put out. I watched everything and anything by her up until the time where she had her grand mal seizure. And that was when she had come out with, I think, Entering the Castle was the last talk that she had done, or the last recording that she had done. And I was starting to realize that something had changed with her, and I was seeing a change with her. So after she had her grand mal seizure, I was not a fan anymore. Her insights and everything had shifted dramatically, and she just did not resonate, or I did not resonate with her teachings anymore. But recently, somebody in the community was tuning into her and said they were listening to a conference that she gave a couple weeks ago regarding the power of choice. It's a common thing, we all talk about that. The topic came up on addictions versus cravings. Someone in the audience said, "How can they get out of watching the news? Because they are a news junkie," and was talking about the political climate and were very anti-Trump, saying that they need to find a way to get through the next 4 years. And, you know, if you are attached to outcomes and you are aligned with, duality and polarity, right? Good, bad, right, wrong. Then you would be feeling that way, because you're not in neutrality. You're not present, like we learn in this class, right? We talk about all the time, just staying present in what we are creating, as opposed to watching the outer reality and what we have no control over. And always, if you look at the outer reality and then you try to place it in your reality when you're not of that reality, it's almost hard to do. It doesn't really even feel like there's a government, to be honest with you, right? The only time I recognize there's a government is when I have to pay my taxes. And guess what? Next year, we're not going to have to pay taxes anymore. And that will probably go for most of the world. So this person goes on to say, Carolyn responded. Carolyn's response to this person was this: hopefully, less than 4 years. Hopefully, we won't, it, this will be less than 4 years. And went on to say, I know a fascist when I see one, right? This is Carolyn Mace's words. We voted in power money, the white man's justice. A bit shocking that's coming out of the mouth of someone so highly evolved in a spiritual sense, right? And so then our community member goes on to say, I said to myself, how can someone who claims to be so spiritual, who believes in the power of prayer, emphasize truth, a medical medium, medical intuitive, not be able to see what is at play here in the universe? So I wonder about the example of John of God, who can be a healer and have a gift from God, but yet also have such a evil or negative side to him that has come out long ago, many years ago, when he was found to be holding women captive and impregnating them. You know, we look to these big leaders, right, for our intuitive edification and our ability to evolve ourselves. And then we see them choosing a side or saying things that are aligned with a lower lying energy and a lower lying perspective. So they go on to say, I feel like it can't be controlled opposition. It has to be something more than that. And it's left me with kind of a bad taste in my mouth. Now, yeah, but what you're seeing is you have to understand something here, is that everybody has a role to play for ascension, right? We have people that hold ascension in the high most, right? I mean, we could look at the people like Shekinah Rose and Kalina Malnar and the Stargate community as Sue is part of, and like all these other people, right? Maybe Joe Dispenza we could throw in there, all these people. But yeah, but what we have to remember about the ones who are very, very well known, very, very popular, who have very high incomes, is to a great degree, those individuals are choosing the side of discord, right? Of dissonance, of contrast. So we're seeing the dark through them, okay? And it's purposeful. We might not like it, but it's purposeful. And when we, what it's showing up for us is, because I've even heard it through Joe Dispenza and some other people out there who I'm not going to go through all the names of people, right? But they'll say things that are true, but then they say things that are not really true or have some leeway to them, right? And I love this because when stuff like this pops up, with Carolyn Mace or with anybody else, it's an opportunity for us to tap into our soul, to tap into our true self, to tap in a way that says, My, that felt uncomfortable for me to hear. That didn't feel in alignment with who I am. It didn't feel aligned with my highest truth. And if it didn't feel aligned with my highest truth, then I know that this is not operating for the sake of my highest and forwardmost path. And then I have to really sit and look at everything that I am receiving from this individual and see how much of it is truth and in alignment, and how much of it is not truth and in alignment. Because in these higher energies, and I mean, when I stopped listening to Carolyn Mace, it was probably, I want to say, probably like 2006 or seven. I didn't stick around that long with her. But what's important to understand here is that everything gives us an opportunity to tune in to see what is in vibrational alignment for us. It's an opportunity for us to measure what's in a vibrational alignment with us. Now, we don't judge her for having that as her opinion. And I've been asked this question by so many people. I mean, a lot of people here in the spiritual community here on Long Island who also have the same opinion as Carolyn Mace. And it is what it is. People came in to play a certain role on the earth at this time. And every single thing that we encounter, just like you're encountering me, is an opportunity for us to make decisions and say, does this person bring in the highest truth? Is this teaching in alignment with where I desire to go, what I desire to choose as my reality? Is this the path that's most aligned with me? Am I gaining insight and perspective from this? Or is it only, targeting a certain part of me that I am needing? Or did it present at a time where I wasn't fully embracing the truth of who I am, right? And so when we have these moments where we brush up against something that we hear that we don't like, and we say, how could that be? Well, part of it is because there is this, paid opposition, right? They on the playing field out there, you don't get to be at a level where you're making millions and millions of dollars without some kind of handler watching you, managing your account. You just don't. Okay, I'm telling you the God's honest truth. This is how it works. So, and we have to be careful because there's so many people out there, and somebody mentioned him in the last class, so many people out there who are the false light gurus, who are the false light healers, who are the false light masters, right? We have to be careful because they're the ones that are out there calling other people false light gurus, right? Because what better way for them to climb up the ladder than to step on you and to push you down, right? So we have to really use discernment. We have to see, does this resonate with me? Does this make me happy in ways that are, so joyful and joyously felt and whatnot. I'm going to use Sue as an example because I've heard her talk about her Stargate community and whatnot. It makes her happy. She feels good when she does it. Then it was a spin-off to other like-minded people and creating her own Stargate community with other people in her area that kept her joyful. Now, those people that are in that Stargate community she's connected to, they're not making millions of dollars, millions and millions and millions of dollars. They're hardly known. If you look at their page, they're kind of like me, hardly known. Okay. And it's only because the information is so high in resonance that they're hardly known. They're not superstars in the spiritual community because you don't get that when you come from a very high place of understanding, of flow, of continuity within what it is that you're bringing forward. You're only getting that when you're trying to mastermind people. And I see it. I see people on YouTube that are constantly the next course, the next course. You want this? You got to come from the next. Nothing is free. Let me tell you people something, okay? When I get to Florida, I'm probably going to start up my YouTube page again and start doing more talks and whatnot. Haven't really the energy kind of closed that down here, but when we give and we share and we're infusing others with knowledge, right? And supporting others and helping others and sharing freely. That's how we are in a flow of abundance, because abundance is a vibration. Okay. Abundance is not about I'm going to put out 10,000 classes and charge you $300 a class and just keep hitting them and make you feel like if you don't take the next one, you've missed a train. Okay, so I'm being very, very clear about this. It's very, very important for you to understand this, so that you all can come from the highest place within yourself and run from people who want you to, who want you to follow them or refer to them as a master or make you think that they are an ascended one, more ascended than you. I don't give a crap what lineage anybody comes from. I don't care. I don't care if they grow their hair out to look like Jesus and try to walk on water. I don't care. They're not any better than anybody else in this community. Okay? And so that's how you know. You will never, ever, ever hear me say anything that will make you think that I feel like I am better than you, because I am not. We are all one. We are all one. And if I do that, you better call me out on that. I'm holding you all responsible for that. Because then you have to come back to me and you have to be like, hey, called yourself a master. There are no masters. We're all masters, right? So, what's at play here? Because it's coming from someone spiritual, Carolyn Mace. And forgive me, Carolyn, we're just using you as an example today, and there's no judgment, right? But because it's coming from that, it's playing against this heightened spiritual time that we're in. We're getting ready for this big quantum jump that's going to come in April, right? This is so intentional. So intentional and purposeful on the other side to pull spiritual people to the other side, making them feel like they're on the wrong side if they're looking at Trump or they're voting for Trump or anything like that. Now, we've talked about this before. We're not political here. We're not getting involved. We're divinely neutral, right? We're just letting everything collapse as it needs to collapse. He is doing a great job with that because he's breaking down the old systems and pulling apart what does not work. It's never worked. It's just a funnel for laundering money. All of it is, right? And we're seeing all of that. Let's call a spade, okay? The bigger part of this whole thing is that, as I've mentioned in before in our classes, if we're not looking at the outer reality, we don't even know it exists. Okay, if a fire, and somebody alerted me last week, I had a session with somebody on a Saturday, that said to me, hey, did you see all those fires Long Island is happening? And I was like, no. And they were like, oh, yeah, it's been all over the news. Oh, I don't watch the news. Well, you didn't. Oh, okay. Well, you wouldn't. But it's like every other day there's a fire, there's a house fire. So I thought, you know, that's very, very interesting because I remember last summer, or maybe it was the summer before last summer when I first got in this house where Canada was on fire and the wind was blowing it down to New York and our skies were bright orange because the wind was blowing it to New York and the skies were bright orange. And I thought, that's incredible that we would get the fires from Canada because when something is on fire locally here, I don't get the smoke. I don't get the fire. So, but nobody's thinking about that. Nobody's conscious to it because that would mean that they were a critical thinker, right? And they would have to have some kind of understanding or awareness to the fact that their intelligence is being tinkered with, that it's being tampered with in a way, right? But if we're not conscious and we're not proving the system wrong or proving reality wrong or asking important questions, we're just going to be led to believe that one way is a better way over another. So kudos for looking at Carolyn Mace and asking the big question, why someone who is spiritual like that and in the same likeness, John of God, why would they do the things that they're doing? Well, look at his John of God's presence. Look at his bank account. Look at his fame and how people paid bazillions of dollars to go to him, right? Carolyn Mace is the same way. And wouldn't it be great for her and the side that she operates for if she could bring you to that side? See, I've never in my life, I've never stuck with people who didn't really fully resonate with me. And probably that's one of the reasons that I don't work or study under other people, because the information that comes through is always at the highest, right? According to the channel that I operate through, which is God, because that's who I talked to as a child in my bed. That's the only being I ever remembered associating with. I never talked to anybody else. Okay, so I'm always measuring against what is my inner truth? What would God do? What would God say, right? I know that sounds a little cliché, but that's how it always was. So we have to look at the truth of the reality that we're playing in. And we have to look at the truth of the reality of the spiritual community. And as more of this higher level light, we're in higher photonic light. The crystalline light is extremely high. It's off the charts. The plasma, extremely high. It's off the charts. Gamma, oh my goodness, we're going to talk about that today. If you're not taking care of your nervous system, don't expect to be on the earth plane too long. Nervous system, it's got to be cared for. It's very important. Okay. So, what's a better way than to get us confused is to throw some kind of contrast out there, some kind of darkness out there, right? And we're either going to be highly aligned and use that contrast to point to the light and see where truth is, or we're going to fall a victim to it because we think someone who's more spiritual than us, or someone who's more knowing than us, or someone who's a self-proclaimed master is going to have more truth, knowledge, or knowing over who we are. Does that make sense to you guys? Yeah. And if anybody wants to join in and add to this, I'm more than happy to entertain that. I feel so strongly about this because this is something that I fought against in the spiritual community, even in person here on Long Island, for the longest time that has been very challenging for me, not being, what's a word I could say? Appreciated or revered, because I was always sitting neutral and everybody else was creating from a place of chaos, and I just can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So when you don't fit in, you just don't fit in. And that's okay, because sometimes we don't fit in, you know? So, all right. Any questions, anything else about that before we go on to the talking point? Sue was asking, what are my favorite herbs for the nervous system? I'm using Damiana, mints, motherwort, rose. Yeah, I mean, Damiana is good. Motherwort, I've used two. Rose. Rose is very high vibrational, so you can never go wrong with rose. Even if you were to diffuse it in some, maybe your favorite oil, whatever it can carry, jojoba, whatever, and then just roll it on right on the pulse points. You could do that too. Valerian can be nice. Catnip. I like catnip. Yeah, I think those are all really good choices. Sometimes we can make a combination. I had a really good combination that was for like mentalism. You know what? I can't remember the herbs I used off the top of my head because I made it so long ago, but I will take a peek to see what I have in there, and I'll send it out in a newsletter after the class, because it's a combination. And This one was particularly good because it was for like sad seasonal affective disorder, you know, like the time of year, this time of year where it's mostly gloomy. And it really helps just to maintain the inner constitution, right? But the interesting thing that I find about herbs is not everything works for everybody. Okay, so we kind of have to find what our plant allies are, and some may love Motherwort, and that's their go-to plant. Some people like Damiana. Some people like Tulsi, holy basil. That's a really good one, right? Other people do well with chamomile, whereas I do not do well with chamomile. I have a slight sensitivity to it, so I don't really use it as much, although I absolutely love it and wish that I could use it because I would. But chamomile is another really nice herb that you could use for the nervous system. You can use lavender and valerian. That's another nice combination, right? So lavender and valerian, you could use that as a tea. That's very nice to use. I don't know, maybe Damiana would fit into that, but there's no reason why you couldn't make an herbal tea with making a concoction of what you want, right? You want the main herb, which is going to be the main star of the show, and you give that herb maybe, 40% of the rights to the show. And then you find three other herbs that you really love and either give them 20, 20, and 20, or 20, 30, and 10, or whatever, right? But it's a matter of like when I'm treating somebody for an illness in the body or some kind of disease in the body or something that's going on, a cold or something like that. And sometimes I will use more than one herb. And if I'm using, the main base herb, it's usually that herb does that job really well. Right, like that is the job that herb does really well. And then I'll look to see what other herbs might do that job also. Doesn't have to do it completely as well, but let's see what other herbs do that job. And then let's look at those herbs and see what else those herbs might do aside from doing that job that might benefit that remedy and that person. Right. So that's how I kind of break down if I'm compounding an herb for a formulation and I'm putting, something together. So I think it's important to go with whatever resonates with us. All right. And I'm just trying to think of what else is in my with it, what else is in my arsenal of herbs. But I would say those all very strong go-tos. Skullcap is another one. If you have skullcap tincture, skullcap probably could do like a mixture of skullcap, valerian, and I don't know, maybe Damiana. I haven't worked with Damiana a whole lot. I've had a little experience with it, but definitely look at skullcap because that's another nice one. I've used that so much in the past with people who have a hard time falling asleep at night, and it usually soothes the nervous system really well. So that's another good choice. Okay. Any other questions before we move on to something else? No? Okay. All right. So let me get my notes because I wanted to stay on topic for what we're talking about with the full moon, which was yesterday. Okay, it was February 12th. And we're in a year of endings, right? This year, 2025, is a year of completions and endings. And in order for things to complete and end, sometimes they have to get a little loud, right? They have to come to a peak. And so that's what we're going to see here. And especially after this Leo full moon, because of the way the planetary actions are kind of lining up and setting us up for what's to transpire, We're going to notice that there's going to be a lot more coming to the surface, a lot coming in to the light that has been hidden. Some of it's going to make people angry, you know, like how the government has been using money. Might make people angry. But just remember that it's coming up and it's happening for a reason, and there's nothing to get angry about because where you are right now is in its perfection, right? It's perfectly perfect for you for whatever purpose the purpose is. And so allowing yourself to be angry is fruitless. It's not going to help in any way, shape, or form. It's just going to serve the other side. You don't want to give more contrast to where we're really trying to amplify the light. So that wouldn't be my first choice, right? And it is going to invoke matters of the heart, and I think we're going to see that playing out. We're going to notice that playing out with not only what's taking place, and I know that they keep finding trafficked children and women and whatnot, right? That's coming to light. But this is really going to target our homes. It's going to target our friendships. It's going to target our relationships. It's going to target our significant others, okay? And it's going to push to the surface matters of the heart where we maybe have not been saying our truth or have just been allowing things to go on as any normal day that really are not benefiting us in any way. And then it comes to a point and it has to be said. And unfortunately, because we're in this Leo energy, it's going to come up with a roar. So, you know, look at that and see where it might be necessary for you to have a say in how you're feeling or what's transpiring in your reality. It might feel very personal in nature if it's something that, you know, hits close to home. Or it could be something that is maybe broader. It could be something with a system that you're engaged with. Maybe you have children in school and it's the school system that you're having to deal with in whatever way. Okay. So it's going to bring things up for us to be able to reflect on those things. And it's going to ask us where we have been giving our power away, where we have not been sovereign, where are we giving ourselves over to another because maybe the other has been standing in their power, right? We don't have to say that they've been standing in their power in the highmost way, but maybe they've been standing in their power because they know how to use their power, right? And we could either use our power for good or we could use it for not so good. And so sometimes people who are triggered by their own emotions and are feeling threatened in some way, shape, or form might, you know, want to overpower us because they are needing the reassurance that, you know, they're stronger in some way, shape, or form, right? Or that they have a better foundation or that they have more control. And a lot of times it is about a control situation, right? So we have to look at that. That's really, really important for us. And if you think about Leo is the lion heart, right? It's about bravery. So this time for us on the earth is about standing in our power. It's about being brave. It's about stepping forward into the highest path, which is being activated now. Because as I said earlier, when we get into April's energy, we're going to have come through eclipse season with two very powerful eclipses, a solstice, and then we're heading into these higher trajectories with, you know, frequencies that are double what we're playing in now. So big energy is on the way. And because of the timing and the nature to everything that's playing out, and the fact that this is a Leo full moon, and the full moon wants us to see, it sheds a spotlight for us to see where we've been playing small, the things that are hidden in the dark, what we're not what we have not been wanting to see. It's like, no, we're on this path moving forward. We need to step into this higher timeline. You can't not do this, right? You have to do this because if you're not doing it, if you're not putting your footstep forward, you might be activating a health condition in the body because that's essentially fear. And when the soul is pulling us forward, we really need to want to respond to that. Okay. So it's very important for us to check in with our emotional state of being. How are our emotions? Are we feeling like we're elevated lately? The littlest thing, makes us cry, or the littlest thing makes us angry, or the littlest thing stresses us out. So these are the things that we will want to look at and will want to manage, right? It's why you always hear me say lately, pay attention to your thoughts, because your thoughts are creating the emotional content that you are engaging in the reality that you've just created. Now, what's very important, I mentioned this at the beginning, is the nervous system. Our nervous system. Our nervous system is being zapped. It's being taxed. Every night when I lay down and we have flares coming in from a coronal hole that's opened, and there have been three of them in the last month, right? We've had two of those in the last week. That's a lot of energy, all right? When that coronal hole opens up and it's earth-facing, and that hole is spewing earth debris, right? It's like the sun, I'm sorry, sun debris. The sun burps and the earth gets covered with the remnants of the burp, right? That's what it's like. And it's this sun matter that's a mix of a whole bunch of different types of energies. And when it gets sent out into the cosmos, it's earth facing, it comes here. The energy can be felt in the body. You'll hear it at night, mostly because it's so quiet. The house will creak. It will pop. Your pipes might ping, right? Like you might hear it ping, 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 ping. And then it stops. It's ping, 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 right? Or you'll hear a big knock, like a bang, like something fell on the house, or a crack, or a creak. Or sometimes it's a series of them, okay? When you start to notice those, and they're happening already, even if you don't notice them, start to pay attention how you're feeling in your body. Okay? Because how your body is feeling is going to be an incredible indicator for what you are in that moment experiencing. Now, if you're feeling like you're edgy, like you're stressed, that's your nervous system, right? Your nervous system is being targeted by gamma. You might feel moments where you feel like you're coming down with a cold, but then you don't. You might feel like you're getting a sore throat, but you're not, right? We want to pay attention. We want to shore up what we're doing for our body so that we are staying in the highest energies possible, because gamma targets the nervous system. Okay. And it's why so many people have come down with colds and flus. All right. The ones who are carrying the most grief in their body, those people are interplaying with pneumonia and the flu, right? Bronchitis, pneumonia, those are grief, right? Those are rooted in the lungs. And so that's the heaviest. So when we have somebody that cannot get rid of pneumonia or bronchitis, or it goes from pneumonia into bronchitis, or from bronchitis into pneumonia, I'm seeing that a lot. We have to understand that that person's carrying a tremendous amount of grief. Okay. So their nervous system is not operating functionally. Okay. So it's very important to have that awareness so that we can pay attention to what is playing out in our reality around us. Okay. Crystalline light. Crystalline light is so high and so intense right now. If you are feeling like you're craving sugar, if you're looking for something sweet, have it. Don't deny yourself, right? Get some really good, dark, high quality dark chocolate or something and have it because crystalline light needs sugar. All right. It's activating the light body and our body is needing sugar. Sometimes when I'm activating crystalline light, I need carrots, right? I need to eat carrots because carrots are sugar food. So I've m migrated from the chocolate to the carrots. I don't know, who knows? Maybe at some point in the future, I'll migrate back to the chocolate. I don't know. I'm just going with what my body's saying. And then, of course, when it's plasma, I can always tell when I'm in plasma because I could eat a whole plate of French fries. I could buy a whole bag of potato chips and eat them. I have no problem with that, right? You give your body what it's looking for. And I can always tell when it's not plasma because I'll leave a French fry or two or 50 on the plate. And I'll be like, okay, I'm not really into the salt today, right? So we do have to be mindful of that. We have to be mindful that the body is needing certain things from us. Now, I know that I've talked to a bazillion people, maybe that's an exaggeration, but it felt that way, over the last couple of days who came to me and said, I don't know what's happening, but I really feel like I need to start having bone broth. It's a thing. And why is it a thing? Because the collagen that's in bone broth protects the nervous system. Okay. So if you're feeling like you need to eat bone broth soup, or even if you feel like you need to eat meat and you're a vegetarian, do not judge yourself. You might be needing the collagen. Okay. It's a really important factor. Again, as I said earlier when we first got on the call, I remember years ago when black was Ixnayed, like don't wear black. But if you think about black from the color perspective, and Loretta will tell every one of you here that black is made up of every single color, right? You can't get black without red. You can't get black without blue. You can't get red. You can't get black without other colors. You need to have colors to make black. Okay. Right, Loretta? Is that right? Thumbs up. Yeah. So wearing black, wear it. Wear it. Love it. Enjoy it. Rejoice in it, right? Because that is the biggest lie. It's the biggest scam. I've always worn black, and it was awesome for helping to protect my energy when I did Reiki. I would just call to my clothes to be like, my suit of armor so that I wouldn't take anything in because we could take something in very quickly without realizing it, right? Sue was saying she made two huge stock pots of beef stock this week and partnered with a chocolatier for her business. Yay, go Sue, to make Damiana dark chocolate. Oh, that sounds lovely. Yeah, you see, we're all called in different ways to be on point with what is presenting so that we can maximize our experience as creators. But if you're feeling like you need to eat bone broth soup, do it. I don't care if you're a vegetarian, your body is asking you for collagen. It is needing something that you're not getting any other way. Okay. So let's put these stories to bed because I'm really sick and tired of hearing that you can't ascend if you're eating meat or, and I'm vegetarian for the most part. I had shrimp last night. I eat very little fish, but I eat fish. I do at least two or three times a week. It's not every day. Haven't eaten meat in a long time, but I have been craving it, to be honest with you. The body needs a certain amount, and especially for the collagen. We're not getting it any other way, and our body is not producing it. Okay. So we have to let go of the stories. We do. If you're feeling called to eat it, don't beat yourself up. No judgment. Just go have what makes you happy. Eat it. I know plenty of very spiritually conscious people who eat meat, organic meat. So don't play into that either. You know, do what's right for you. The whole key here is to not let ourselves get sick, right? That's the key. We don't want to compromise the body because the body has to come with us. Otherwise, we're ascending out of the physical. Okay, we have to understand that. You're not ascending yourself in a conscious way. You're ascending yourself in wholeness. Your body is going with you. You're taking the physical and the mental in your conscious, you're taking it all with you. Because if you're not treating your body well and you're not taking care of it and you're not maintaining it, guess what? You're departing the earth plane. And we are going to see a lot of people doing that because it's getting to the point where these energies are so high, the nervous system can't ha handle it. And people that are constantly toxic on that negativity, on that, you know, like the just spewing the negative, and they just can't come out of that state of mind because it's so conditioned into them. Okay. It doesn't matter who you like or who you don't love, right? It doesn't matter. Be divinely neutral. If you're not paying attention to it, I promise you, you will not even know it's out there. Okay? I mean, if you are not paying attention to what's going on, you don't even know it's out there. So we have to stop. We have to stop with the microscope. We have to stop with the magnifying glass. Allow ourselves to just be who we came here to be in the resonance that we came here to be. Right? We are a spiritual being ascending our consciousness. How are we doing that? That's all that matters. Yeah, Loretta said she had no idea about the fires on Long Island either. Yeah. I don't tune into the news. I have no desire to look at that, right? All right. So emotions are going to be elevated. It's important to manage the nervous system. We're going to feel very fiery and passionate because this is Leo energy. It's fire. If you're a fire sign in any of your placements, sun, moon, or rising, you might feel this energy more. You might feel the moon more because fire to fire, right? What might increase is heightened self-expression, right? Where we need to express ourselves in certain ways, right? We need to be seen. We need to shine our light brightly. We need to be heard. Okay, so that is a thing right now. So if you're feeling that, that's perfectly fine because it's actually a thing. It's the one thing that I think most of us, especially those who carry a tremendous amount of compassion and love in our heart, don't want to be seen in the negative way. And so sometimes we've dimmed our light because we don't want to be taken in the wrong context, right? But this is not the time to play small. This is the time to, you know, really shine your light and be about your truth, right? Speak your truth into action and bring that fire through, that passion, because it's going to ignite something. Might not be igniting what you think it's going to ignite, but it's going to ignite something else. There's something there that's needing to be ignited, so that you can step more fully into and embrace who you are at every level. Okay. Let's see. Okay, so Leo is asking, what are we creating in our life? Okay. Think about that for just a second. Let's just take a quick pause. What are you creating in your life? Is there anything that you're creating? Are you putting your energies to use in any direction that is serving your creative flow? Is there anything for you that you feel passionate or emotional to that you're not doing, right? Do you see somebody else doing something, or maybe on the TV or in a movie or something, and you're like, oh, I wish I could do that, or that feels so aligned, or whatever, right? That you're feeling passionate and emotional too. That is an indicator that that might be in vibrational alignment for you. That might be soul aligned for you. Might be a good thing to sit down, take a journal, and write about, right? Write about it. See how it feels. See what's popping up for you. I was listening to somebody the other day as she was talking about, and this is really funny. As she was talking about how all of a sudden she feels this need to have a garden. She's like, I've never wanted a garden before, but I have this burning passion inside of me to have a garden. And then my client this morning, just before the class, says, we're talking about different things and passion, whatever. And she's like, yeah, plants. I don't like them. Never liked them. Never want to do anything with them. They just don't. They don't do anything for me. And I thought, isn't that funny? We have two totally different perspectives, right? Two totally different perspectives. Someone that out of the blue all of a sudden wants to garden, doesn't know why. They have no understanding, but that passion for gardening and getting into the earth and connecting with the creator inside of them is coming to life. And the other one cannot feel into anything of the sort. Right? So I think it's important for us to look at that potential that that brings in, right? This last year, I've played with the ideas of having chickens, right? And then we've run the peacock challenge how many times? And so now I'm gonna be at a house that has two chickens and a peacock. Who am I? Right? Just comes into, but if we're focusing on something, we're gonna manifest it because the energies for manifestation are so strong. You know, I have another client who desperately wants to have another baby. There's three children, and she desperately wants to have another baby. And I said, why? And she said, because I'm so good at being a mom. I love being a mom. It's my passion to be a mom. And I've always wanted four children. And I love being a mom. And I was like, okay, then. Right? So if we really sit with this, we will know. And if you're not getting it, have conversations with each other, right? Just have a conversation with each other and go like, hey, can we talk about this? I'm having this crazy feeling about this, that, or a third, or whatever. I mean, you can always book a session too, but have a conversation with whomever and just be like, I'm having this awareness within myself that I feel the need to, you know, stick my feet in the sand or the dirt or whatever, or I need to work with horses, or I need to start a petting zoo, or I need to go work at the local botanical garden or whatever it is, right? Like you're suddenly having this craving that you don't understand, and there it is, right? And in the same likeness, look at what's getting in the way of that. What might be getting in the way? What might be stopping you from creating your own freedom or being creative to begin with, right? What might be stopping you, right? Right now, it's being packed up. Because all the boxes and the chaos that I'm living in, I'm finding it very hard to be creative. I'll share this too because I realized this last night. So I like puzzles, like mind games, brain puzzles, you know, figuring things out, like crosswords, Sudoku, you know, which one of these is not right, whatever. So I like those types of things. And I noticed the last couple of days, I can't sit and do any of those. Like I just don't have it in me. Like if I do word search, I'm good. That's the easiest of all of them, right? But anything else, I cannot get it going for nothing because I think the level of chaos that I am living in is just overwhelming the nervous system and it's just not connecting. And I thought that was really interesting because as I was preparing for this class, I was just like thinking, you know, like what am I going to talk about? Like what am I going to share on with all of this? Because It just, I wanted it to fit into the theme of what we're here to talk about. And I thought, oh, there it is. And it's perfection. You know, I just can't get it going with the puzzling stuff. So most of the time I just sit and I'll either scribble or I'm crocheting a little bit, but not doing really too much of anything because the nervous system is on overload from having all of the boxes and the packing. And I keep looking at things going like, there's still so much more to pack. How come I'm not throwing everything out? Just throw it out. Just throw it in the garbage. You don't need it. You know, it's like one of those things, right? She gets so to the top of it, it's like, oh my gosh, I just can't pack one more thing. I'm just going to throw it out. So I think it's really important to have that awareness too, right? That we need to have compassion with ourselves. And, you know, I have a little, what do I have? Like 10 days left tomorrow. You know, from tomorrow on, it's 10 days left. And then I'm moving, you know, so it's not that much longer to go. But it's like, we have to just understand and soothe ourselves. So I'm like, man, I'm just gonna take it easy and I'm gonna soothe my nervous system. I'm gonna not make myself too crazy with anything. And just try to be in flow in the best way that I can with what I'm doing. What are you doing to do that? What are you doing to soothe yourself? Right? Scrolling on Instagram for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, that's not the answer. I will catch myself doing that too when I'm in my boredom, and after, you know, 20 minutes or so, I stop myself because I'm like, okay, I'm done with this because it's not conducive to the higher timeline. It's not conducive to me sitting with what is presenting or taking inventory to what is presenting, right? It's just another tool for self-soothing. And I don't want to not feel the discomfort of what I'm feeling and use something artificial to mask those feelings, which then I'll have to deal with at another point in time, right? Very important. Okay. Something else that could be journaled is, oh, Sue, I'm sorry. So,
I was just gonna say, I have been feeling incredibly restless, and yet I find that I don't really want to do too much. So it's kind of an interesting feeling because it's like, what do I do with myself? Sometimes I'm just walking around the house. And it's extremely cold here, so like going outside isn't a great idea right now.
Your body, the body needs to move. That's what it's telling you, right? You're getting gamma downloads in those moments where you're feeling restless. So the body needs to move. That's why I had gotten a mini trampoline so that when I had those moments, I could just get on the trampoline and bounce.
Well, I do find that yoga really, really helps. And like, I'll put on yoga with Adrienne. She just has such a high vibe. And then when I finish one of her classes, I'll do some of my own yoga and put on like frequency music on the TV and just do that. So that's been helping. Maybe it'll help somebody else.
Good. Yeah, it's important to know what helps your body, right? Because what's going to work for you may not work for somebody else, may not work for me. What works for me may not work for you or anybody else. Yeah, we just have to know, right? Another good question that we could ask ourselves is, how do you deserve to express your light, but you don't dare, right? In what way? And I had this conversation the other day with somebody. They would love to make YouTube videos, but don't dare to go on YouTube to share or express themselves for fear of being judged. What are the ways that you're not willing to be seen because you don't feel like you are deserving? Okay, that's another good one to journal, right? If we're not resolving our emotional situation and we're allowing our emotions to dictate our reality, we're not going to be able to find our creative flow. We're not going to be able to come into our creative expression. It's just not going to be able to happen, right? We have to be able to be in a place of free flow and understand from the perspective where we're taking a look within ourselves to see what is needed in the moment. Because if we're not nurturing, which brings us back to the bone broth soup again, right? If we're not nurturing ourselves, then the self is lacking something. And if we're lacking something and we're feeling low, then we're sitting in our hurt somewhere. There's a wound somewhere that is not resolved, right? That we might have to sit in that hurt and let ourselves feel the hurt, let ourselves feel the discomfort of whatever that wounding is. We're clearing massive programming. We're clearing massive belief systems. 50% or more of what everyone is thinking, saying, being, doing is not innate to who they are. It's who we became through the programming that was handed to us, right? Between our parents, our other family members, our peers in school, our teachers, and anybody that made an impression on us. We took on all of those ideologies as if they were ours and our truth and have lived to them. Now, that's where we all get in trouble because most of it is not who we truly align with or truly aspire to be, right? So we need to sit deeply into these emotions that we're feeling and allow ourselves to open the heart, go into a place of heart expansion so that we can feel. Right? I had somebody this morning, first thing this morning, reach out that they're having a hard time. They were feeling very sad, didn't want to be here anymore, didn't want to be on the earth plane anymore, feeling very, very sad. And I said, that's great. You're going through a template wipe. You're going through an upgrade. Can you be okay feeling crappy? Can you be okay feeling the feels of what you are feeling? And they said, okay, I'll try. And they sat with it. And I said, you don't have to do anything more. Just feel it. Breathe into it. Feel it. Let yourself feel it with a conscious, present state of being. And within 5 seconds, it passed, and they were like, oh, I feel great. I feel better. I feel back. I feel back on top. And I'm like, yeah, that's a template wipe. The old self is leaving the field. But if we don't know it's going, it's on its way out, it's like in the old movies where, the performer tries to run back on the stage and they go with the hook and they hook his arm and try and pull him back behind the curtain again. No, you can't. You're done, right? But they want to go out there and it's the same way, right? We try to hook that version of ourselves and pull it back into the body. No, don't do that. Feel it. Feel crappy. Feel tired. Feel sad. Feel exhausted. Feel angry. Whatever you got to feel, feel it in the moment. But feel it in its greatest expression. Why? Because when you do that, when we do that, it literally passes through us in seconds. And seconds later, it's gone. And we won't even know it was there. Right? And then we'll get to a place where that stuff won't bother us and we won't have those experiences anymore. It allows the heart to open and we can move through the discomfort with grace and ease because it only feels challenging because the mind is involved and it's not letting the feels happen because the mind is saying, no, if I feel this, I'm going to have a reaction to feeling it, and that feels worse than feeling it. Right? So we have to push ourselves to just let go and just be in the feels. So what things in your reality, in your life, are you done with that are still blocking you? People, places, and things. Could be food, right? Could be circumstances or situations. This moon is going to ask us to really pay attention to ourselves, pay attention to us, right? Leo is the star of the show, right? Fluffs up that big mane and it comes out and it's like in its glory and its grandeur. And it's like, hey, I'm here, you know? If anybody's a Leo, you know what I'm talking about. And if you know a Leo and you're not a Leo, but you know a Leo, then you really know what I'm talking about, right? Leo likes to look good. Leo likes to be have its presence seen. It likes to, you know, it wants to make an appearance. It wants to make, and this moon is going to have us doing that, right? It requires constant action in each moment. And if you think about that, that's change. Change should be a constant. So we're constantly in flow with whatever it is that's presenting. The other thing here is that in the moments where we feel some level of instability in our life, like when we are going through a template wipe, which can feel very intense, it can feel very emotional, it can feel very dark. We feel lost. We don't know who we are. We don't see that life has a purpose. Nothing has a purpose. And we could be a family person, right? We could have children, we could have a husband, a wife, whatever, but nothing feels like it has purpose in that moment. That's a template wipe. All right. And then we have to just look at that and just be able to move through it, because the instability of feeling that way in that moment is what's going to push us to our next level change. So we have to remind ourselves in each moment. That's why it's important to understand all of these different terms with light body, right? Like template wipes and everything, because we want to understand so that when we're going through it, we could be like, okay, this is what's happening. Today, this morning, I got up. I could feel a sense of a shift that I was having. It felt very, very sad. Like I felt this incredible sadness. So sad. And I let myself feel it as I was being aware of it. And in seconds, it disappeared. That's how fast it shifts. But what happens is the human doesn't want to feel it because the human is afraid of the emotions. We have to give ourselves permission to feel the emotions, okay? Yeah, so I just wrote, if it feels too much, sit with your hand on your heart and breathe into your heart, expanding your heart, right? If it feels too much, just sit with your hands on your heart and just keep breathing into your heart. And each breath, see the breath going into the heart, seeing the heart expanding. Or if you want to use a rose, you can use a rose. And then see each petal unfolding of the rose. If you want to use a lotus, you could use a lotus. Whatever is going to make you happy, right? Years and years and years ago, can't even think of his name now, was an ascension community. I think his name was Jim. And I'm talking the early 2000s. I don't think his community is around anymore. But he had taught this, that the rose is ha holds the highest frequency, right? It's from Venus. Roses were a gift to the earth from the Venusians, from Venus. And he said roses hold the highest vibration. That's why people love them so much, because they hold the highest vibration. And he was saying that any time that we feel sad, or we feel angry, or you know, we feel like we just want to scream or whatever. He said, take whatever it is that you're dealing with and imagine putting it inside a rose. whatever that thing is, or a person or whatever, right? Let's make believe the water bottles, the rose. Put whatever it is, see it inside the rose, right? And then through your mind, just having this vision in your mind that it's inside the rose. And then once you have it inside the rose, ask the rose to transmute the distortion of whatever it is and visualize the rose exploding as it transmutes the distortion of whatever it is. And what he said was that was such a powerful activation because the rose is also representative or indicative of the Magdalene collective, right? The lineage of Mary Magdalene, who is a healer and an oracle. And what you're actually doing is you're giving whatever that is to the sacred divine feminine. And you're asking the divine feminine to take it from you and assist you in transmuting the distortion of the heavy patriarchal divine masculine and bringing the divine masculine back into balance again. So the feminine transmutes it within the rose, which is very sacred and high vibrational, and brings whatever that situation is back into order, back into balance. Okay. So you can use that technique if you desire as an extra tool for yourself so that, you know, you're able to manage whatever's presenting for you that might feel uncomfortable or that might feel misaligned. Okay. Another great journaling prompt would be, what programs, wounds, beliefs do we carry that are not ours, that are needed to be let go of? What's from your childhood that never resonated with you, that never felt right? Maybe somebody taught you to tie your shoelaces one way, but you always felt you should tie them a different way, right? Something simple like that. Or, you know, how you are holding your pen as you're writing. These are all, you know, like there's so many different ones, right? And it's really something that we have to look at. We have to go back and say what's not vibrationally aligned with us. My mom used to make liver all the time with bacon, right? That was something handed down by her mom that used to make that, very German, you know. But it was never in alignment with me to eat organ meat, ever. Nope, couldn't do it. Didn't want to, you know. So I never made it. But that would be something, right? If I needed to stop doing something and I was making it, that would be something that I could say, oh, I make calf's liver, but I don't have to make it anymore because it's not in vibrational alignment with who I am, right? So those are just some smaller examples, but there, I'm sure for all of us, because we were all trained by our parents, our family, our siblings, our peers, our teachers, we were all trained how to be a human. We came into the experience not knowing anything, and then we were trained. So, how much of that training do we need to let go of? That's kind of what we have to ask ourselves, right? And I've said this in other classes too. Pay attention to the words that you use. What words are you speaking to yourself? What are you saying to yourself that maybe you shouldn't be saying? Maybe it's not kind, right? Maybe when you make a mistake, you go, oh, I'm so stupid. You're just reinforcing the belief of that. right? Or when you do something, oh, I should have known better, right? Instead of laughing at it and saying, okay, well, that didn't work, or okay, well, I gave it my best shot, right? Instead, we're beating ourselves up. These are all programmed patterns. This is intentional. It keeps society repressed. It keeps us repressed. And this Leo moon doesn't want us to be repressed. This Leo moon wants us, it wants us standing in the spotlight. It wants us, accessing our higher states of consciousness, right? So we can ask pay attention to the words that we're speaking. What are we speaking about ourselves? Where are we blocking ourselves? We could be blocking ourselves with words. We could be blocking ourselves with thoughts, right? Not being able to do something. Maybe you want to take a pottery class and you feel like you don't measure up because you see people on Instagram and they look really good at it, but you're afraid because you don't think you're going to be good at it, those types of things, right? Yeah, Loretta said we're working through all of this when her and I are in a painting exercise, painting Tara. You know, Green Tara? We're painting Green Tara, and there's 22 emanations of her. So it's a 22-day painting exercise, painting Green Tara. And so it's this unwinding as we're going through the painting exercise, right? I remember early on, I think it might have been the fourth or fifth class, we had to paint a flower. We had to paint a columbine flower, which is a beautiful yellow flower. And I loved how I painted the flower. I was so shocked that I really loved the way that I painted the flower. And in the next exercise, she made us cover it up. And I had to work through the fear that I'd never be able to paint another flower as good as that flower. Do you see? So it's like it's these stories that we tell ourselves. That's the only flower I'll ever paint. That's the only columbine I'll ever paint good. I'll never paint another one that'll be as good as that, So we have to really be careful with that. But I see that play out, working that out with the tarot, right? This is where it's important. And as I said before, talk it out, journal it, meditate on it, go for a walk in the wood. Well, where if you're in some place where it's not wintry and snow on the ground, take yourself for a walk in the woods. Otherwise, walk around your house if you can. Look at another interesting aspect of ourselves, right? What are our defense mechanisms? What do we go through to right away? What will we go to right away to put the block up, right? Like, where do we tell ourselves that we can't do something? What are the ways that we do that? Right? We can make stories. Oh, I don't have enough paint. I can't paint Tara, 22 emanations of her. That's 22 days of painting. That's 22 days of painting this magical divine being. I'm not worthy. How could I do that? I don't have enough paint. I don't have this space. I mean, we could use all kinds of excuses. Okay, so it's really important to get out of the way on that. So, where are our defense mechanisms? Where do we hold them? What are we defensive to? What stops us from getting out of our own way? And it's so funny, as I'm saying this to you, I'm having this moment of a reflection, and it was so brief and so fast, of something from my childhood. That I don't know what it was. I only feel the timeline. It hit me in my gut, and I felt myself in that timeline for a blip of a second. I couldn't tell you what it pertained to, but I feel like in that moment, I poked it, activated it in some way, and now integrated it, right? Because as I'm telling you about it, I had still been feeling the poke in my gut. But this is how we're working through stuff. If we're not holding an awareness to, if we're not looking back at it, if we're not reconciling it, Leo wants us to reconcile it. It wants us to comb our mane and get out there and be big and be bold and come from the highest place within us. Right? Take the leap of faith. You don't have to be in your perfection. You just got to give it a chance. You just have to give it a try. Right? Now, that's funny. The next thing is Leo is the sign of children, right? And it brings us naturally back to our childhood. So I just had that reflective moment from my childhood. See how that works? Right? Now, we can use this energy. We can use this energy to assist us and support us in gaining our next levels. And when we do that, we're going to find that we're fearless coming into the next phase of who we're turning out to be, right? This next phase of who we are stepping into. What we are embodying for ourselves and find that level of strength within ourselves that makes us completely unstoppable. But if we get caught up in the little moments and we can't see it, that becomes a problem, right? That becomes a problem because we're not in our awareness to it. We're not present. We're not conscious for it. And then we're going to struggle because we're going to feel these heightened energies with Leo pushing us forward. Especially since Leo's energy is so big. It's so big. And there's a lot of other energies at play right now that are really making challenges for us. And then we're just going to feel the intensity of all of it. So it's really important for us to just be present and do our best navigating what is presenting. Okay? Because it's not going to slow down. It's not going to calm down. It's going to keep evolving. We're going to keep evolving. The minute you make up your mind that you can't do this anymore, that you're not going to cater to your body or you cater to your needs or whatever it is, you're not going to be on the earth because your body has to come with your consciousness. It's a package deal. We're going as one. The consciousness can't expand. We can't go into higher states of consciousness and not take the body. We just can't do that. It's not possible, right? So we're going to notice people breaking down in the body. Because they're not paying attention. We want to make sure that we're not doing that. We don't want to talk ill to our body. We don't want to talk mean to our body. We want to consciously be kind and compassionate to our heart. And I'm going to say this, we're going to see a lot of things that are going to be very hard, right? People making bad choices and everything. It's not our job to stop them. It's not our job to save them. You're going to just find that it's pointless. You have to focus mostly on what you're doing, ascending yourself, ascending your consciousness. Their journey is their journey. Your journey is your journey. And believe me, as I said when we first got on this call, we are learning a lot from each other, right? We're learning tremendous amounts from each other. We're learning, what we like, what we don't like, what we want, what we don't like, what we don't want. So, everything has tremendous purpose. It's a gift. Everybody in our life is a gift. Everybody in our reality is a gift. Even the ones that can't Stay in neutrality. Even the ones that show up as the highest level spiritual teachers that are spewing distaste and disdain for certain circumstances or situations and not holding a point of neutrality, right? It just shows you have to pay attention to the road that you're on. What is your personal trajectory? Okay. Key points for these energies. Let's talk about this a little bit. And if you have any questions, please feel free to jump in. CMEs, as I mentioned earlier, we've had two significant ones. Lately, they're all earth-facing. We are in solar maximum. This is not going to stop. It's going to continue to escalate. We have to remember rest is our best friend, right? Rest. Don't medicate. If you can help not taking an Advil or not taking any, ibuprofen or anything and just getting in bed and resting, that's going to be your best defense. Maybe take one of the teas that I mentioned earlier when I was talking to Sue. That will be your best friend. But taking anything that's going to stop, if you have a headache, that's going to stop the headache is just going to keep you from moving forward because the headache is unfortunately is part of it. Now, obviously, if you're in a migraine and you cannot breathe or you can't even lay down because you're in a migraine status and you feel like you need to take something, please take something, but if you can get through with your third eye ache without taking anything, try to do that. Get in bed and rest, right? And one of the things that I've taught you guys for a long time is one of the best things when you're laying down, okay, and this really helps. And the reason that we get heady and the reason that we'll get the modular pain around the head, right, is because the field has shifted. Last week, we had a 7 degree southward shift of the Earth's magnetic field. 7 degrees south. Okay. That's a lot. All right. That was big. So get in bed, lay down, put one hand, put your left hand on your third eye, and lay your right hand behind you so that your arm is resting back against the bed, and lay back and just loosely, right? You're not putting pressure. You don't have to put. Just loosely, you got one hand on your third eye, the other hand on the crown of your head, and all you're doing is you're thinking to yourself, I am bringing my field into balance and harmony. I am bringing my field into balance and harmony. And when you get good enough at doing this and feeling your energy, you will feel the energy in your hands from your field. And you'll be able to manipulate it to a better degree. But first, you gotta sense it and see if you can even feel what you're feeling. Okay. That works every time. Every time. That's your best defense. Okay. Best defense ever. So you're gonna get in bed and you're gonna do that. You get third eye, crown ahead, you're laying back against the bed. That's what you wanna do. Okay. That is going to help you 99.9% of the time. Better than anything else will, because you're adjusting your own field. Okay. These energies are not going to slow down. Gamma is going to feel like electrical stim in the body. You might even get these bursts, plasma bursts in the body that are bringing through some gamma with it. And you might feel it hit your field like I do, and it goes zzz, 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 right. It's like electrical sounding when it hits the field, but it feels like a big burst of like someone, like someone taking a plasma gun and shooting you with plasma, right? Hitting the field. That's what it feels like. It could be a little scary, not gonna lie. But I've been dealing with this for years, and you do get used to it. Your body acclimates to it. Okay. So these are the things that you're going to be feeling. Now, I am going to tell you, the other day I was sitting on my bed getting ready for bed. Light was on in my room, and some higher level energies came in. And literally, where I'm looking, the room separated, very distorted, right? Woo! Separate and came back. Okay. You got to prepare for stuff like that to happen. Okay. It's bound to happen because of the nature of these energies that we're in. When it happens, go like, yay me. I had just had a higher level experience, right? Because there's really nothing to do for it. You just hope you don't have it while you're driving, because that's a little unnerving, right? Template wipes. You don't know who you are, you don't know what your purpose is, feeling very sad, feeling very emotional, feeling very lost. I don't know what I'm doing. Why am I even here? Who am I? This work stinks, blah, blah, blah. Right? You're just like your mental in that moment, right? That's a template wipe. You're going through. So let yourself feel it. Just keep going. It's okay. You've got this. It's all right. Don't worry, you know. And then you'll come back online again in a very short time. But it's very, template wipes are really hard because the old template is being overlaid by a new higher level template, and you're feeling the loss of the old self. And so you just have to let yourself feel that loss. Okay. There's no other way to do it. That's the only way to do it. Because of these higher level energies, deep grief. You might feel deep grief, or you know people that are feeling very deep grief. Okay. That's another one coming up. The upgrades, plasma increases. It's going to be supercharged plasma coming in, right? Charging the light body. The light body is going to be holding a new frequency, a new resonance. Okay. Arlene?
I just have like a quick question if it's sort of the same thing, because I've had this before, so it's like it doesn't scare me, but it's just it feels different again. Where I'll be in a meditative state, or the other day I had Reiki done to myself, in such a long time, and again I keep hearing I'm dying, I'm dying, I'm dying, right? So I've had that before, and so it's like now I'm feeling that again, where it's like I feel that, and I can hear the voice in my head saying, I'm dying, I'm dying, but I am like, so like the present Arlene or whoever you want to say, like this, like the human Arlene speaks and says, like, it's okay, I know, and I'm excited for it to come and happen, because I know that as much as I love this Arlene and I appreciate who she is to this point, but I know that to get to my next part of my evolution or to expand, parts of this Arlene can't be here, right? So I don't know, is that kind of like the same idea as the temporal wipe, or is it like, or is it
Template
something,
wipe. Template
or is
wipe.
it like, sorry, temporal wipe, or is it like something other than that, or is it a different version of that, or?
No, it's a template wipe. You're hearing the more conscious version of it. Usually I'll get that message of death or dying, like I'm dying, when I'm in a massive upgrade. This is a little advanced, but I'll say it anyway. Sometimes we get these upgrades where it will take us offline for 2, 3, 4 days, right? I've had I think 3 of them. And in that moment that you're having that massive upgrade, you are absolutely certain you're dying. Like you are certain that you are gonna die, and that is that, right? I've probably had 4 of those massive ones, right? And then you come through it and you're a completely different version of yourself. Now I don't need to really do that anymore as much. My higher self is got a very comical side to it, right? Especially the one that's a Luna, which is the fairy-like. Decided that going forward, we were going to use the Baby Shark song. So every time I hear Baby Shark, I'm about to go through an incredible upgrade, and the old self will die or whatever. And so, we can play different things like that. So if you don't want to hear I'm dying, ask your higher self to pick something else that will kind of reflect that to you when it happens. And so, like randomly, I was at my client's house saying goodbye because when I move, I'm not going to see them unless they come down to Florida. And somehow or another, the wife was we were looking at the fish tank. They have a saltwater fish tank. We were standing in front of the fish tank looking at it, and she started singing the Baby Shark song. And I was like, okay, here, okay, I took that, And then that's kind of what happened. And then I started to feel the upgrades without having to go down for the upgrades, right? So what I would do is I would ask my higher self if they could please stop saying I'm dying, right? To let you know that another template wipe is coming through, but instead give you something that would be more fun to acknowledge. Yeah. That this way, you use that as your symbology. And then every time you hear it or see it, it symbolizes this next level. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's going to feel better in the field too. Yeah, it'll feel better. It'll feel better in the field. So, because when this whole move was, first coming forward, and I was just kept saying, why am I going to Florida? It's not any place I would ever want to go. Like, I just couldn't see it. I couldn't picture it, It was because my galactic self needs something from there, right? And then the minute I acknowledged it was going to be okay for me to do that, go to Florida, be completely okay with whatever transpires. The house doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing has to be perfect. It's just I'm there for the codes. The next day, I was at the client's house and she sang the Baby Shark song, right? So that was like the release of the timeline that I could go. And then right after that, everything galactic started coming in. I started getting reports that the Galactic Federation is off the coast, right where the house is going to be. Right. So I'll be interacting, maybe become a contactee. I don't know. I haven't gotten the assignment on that yet. But, and then the manatees in the river there play a big role. And there's all these things that were coming up, right? As I was tuning in, I was like, oh my goodness, this is like so big. And then the final part of it was the awareness that it was. Crystal River sits on sacred ground. And so, what I'm actually doing is I'm completing, this is so crazy, I'm completing the ley line coordinates between my trip to England, which took me through Stonehenge and Glastonbury, two of the major heart points in England, right? And then through France, which is another heart point, to Florida, I've completed the triangle. So I've completed the triad for the ley line that I needed to anchor the codes for. And then I went to Belgium and Germany and activated Templar codes for the Templar Knights, for the Templar timeline. So, I had no idea, but this is sometimes why we have to just be okay with where the universe is taking us. Because, I looked at my astrological chart and I'm like, I'm not seeing like it's not highlighting a money sector like where this is going to light up and it's going to be my money, time to shine. Like, it's not doing that. It's amplifying my sector of partnerships, absolutely creating a new dynamic, activating my business in a sense of service, alignment to service. It's activating that. So it's very interesting to see this all play out. So sometimes, though, we will not have that activation if we're too focused on a bit of fear that's surrounding what is transpiring for us. And I've been where you are in my time before with the I'm dying, because I felt that so strongly. I mean, the last time I felt it was like when I was giving birth to the cyst, I thought I was going to die. And then when I got into the house in Medford, in 2000 and 18 Thanksgiving in November. That was my first month in the house. I was in bed for 4 days, and that's when faith came through, my ninth dimensional self, right? So everything has great importance, and this is for all of you. It's not just for Arlene, but this is for all of you. If you would love to be more active with your higher self, you have to make time to connect and work with it. Okay. And you can ask it to have fun with you and play games. Like, assigning the song Baby Shark, right? Is it my favorite song? No. But it can be so annoying, but it'll come up and it's like Baby Shark, dun, 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 Baby Shark, dun, 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 you know, and then like the whole day I'm singing it because I can't get it out of my head because it's so annoying, you know. But it's like, okay, well, this is transformational. It means transformation. It means, whatever. So just do that, right? All of you can do this. And with that, you can activate these higher states of consciousness, you know? Maria says, this is so exciting and pretty magical. It's amazing. Love what is happening to and for you. Thank you, Maria. And Arlene is asking, how will Greece play into the codes? Oh, that's interesting. I don't know how that's going. I definitely think there's something there because I've talked to a lot of people who don't have any affiliation to Greece, don't feel anything from Greece or whatever. But artists that I really love, I was talking to Loretta about this because she's going to be making the trip down with me and then coming back in April. And the artists that she's going to school, she's in their course, which is an amazing course. They moved to the Sarasota area of Florida, which is about 2.5 hours away from me. But they just made a post the other day. They were in Crystal River painting. So we got really excited and we're like, okay, well, that's definitely a sign is here, you know, and they're from Greece. So, I don't know. I don't know what it means, and it could mean not even going to Greece. It could be maybe connecting with Milan and, them being Greek. I mean, who knows, right? But all of that. So I think this is really just opportunity for us to stay playful. And, and then I was sharing this morning, last night I had a galactic dream, right? As it's starting to open and awaken as I'm opening to being a receiver of it. So I have been calling Chappie, what have I been calling it? Hamster. Right, I started calling him Hamster like a week ago. I'm like, oh, come here, Hamster, you little stinker, because he's like a little tiny blip of a thing. And then all of a sudden, I started calling him Hammy, and I didn't even think anything of it. Come here, Hammy, come here, like just be lovingly joking with him, right? Didn't think anything of it. And then last night, this guy that I worked with in my corporate job years ago, we called him Hammy. I don't remember why. I don't know if his last name was Hamilton or something. This young black guy, super, super cute, but definitely knew something was different about him, right? Definitely knew he was a different kind of character. And I always thought, like, this guy has so much love and compassion. His heart is so big. He's such a good soul, a really good soul. He was in my dream last night, and we were talking coordinates for something. And this guy popped in, and he's like, "Hammy, gotta go. Like, we gotta go." And he called him Hammy. And I woke up this morning, and I'm like, "He was in my dream last night. Like, what does this mean?" So I just feel like all souls that are here for whatever the next phase of the purpose that we're in are just really aligning with us. And I didn't think anything about coming back into my galactic aspects at all, but maybe that's supposed to happen in Florida. I have no idea. I think it's just fun to play with these ideas. And, does that make sense to you? Is this helpful? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just play with your higher self, because we don't even tap in. We're only using 3% of our brain. Hello. Right? We're only using 3% of our brain. We have to really make it an effort to just tap in and tune in more and be more playful with it, right? So yeah, that's what I would do. That's the human expression. I'm dying. And the soul is like, "You're not dying, you're upgrading." But tell truth be told, when it's a massive upgrade, you might actually feel like you are dying. It is no joke. It is some serious stuff, and very, very challenging. So hopefully none of you have to face that, and you just keep going with this, with your ascension process. Let's see, where am I? Creation. Yeah, we have to watch, because creation is higher now, much higher than it's ever been. And it goes from thoughts to words, and we're speaking in and then creating the feeling or emotion to build the action, which then becomes the creation. Okay, so we have to really pay attention to the words that we're speaking. Now, on March 13th, that's our first eclipse. It's going to be a total lunar eclipse. March 20th is going to be the equinox. It's going to require us to be very present for what is playing out. Don't get caught in anybody's shenanigans, okay? March 29th is going to be a partial solar eclipse, integrating all new levels of light, right? All higher levels of light. Because in April, we're going to have a grid shift on the Earth. And it's going to allow for higher level enhanced crystalline light upgrades. You got to wait, buddy. It's gonna be very, very high level crystalline light upgrades. Okay. And so, see, everything is happening in its divine timing, which is why I'm moving before March, right? Because we have this setup that needs aligning in the sky. Okay. So it's going to be super important, more important than ever, to manage the nervous system. Got to let go of this, the worry, let go of any stress. Okay. Start slowing your pace down, where we all spend too much time rushing around. Okay. But worry and stress, that kills the nervous system. We got to stop doing that. Okay. Limit distractions. That means social media. That means anything that does not amplify your state of being. Just let it go. Okay. And we have to make time to center and rebalance ourselves. Now, one way that came to me earlier, to do that for people that have a hard time meditating or have a hard time making a practice of quieting the mind and focusing, right, can be No, I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a class. Sorry. Could be using a mala. You know, the beads, the mala beads. Okay. And then you could just, usually it's 188, right? So you're gonna make a chant 188 times. And you could do like, I am healed, I am whole, or every cell in my body is healthy, every cell in my body is well. And then go to the next one. Every cell in my body is healthy, every cell in my body is well. Every cell in my body is healthy, every cell in my body. Whatever your mantra you want to do. You can do Tara, the green Tara mantra, Om Tari Tu Tari Turi Soha, right? You can do that as a mantra. You could do that 188 times, whatever. If you don't have mala beads, and that sounds like a practice you'd want to do, one of our members, Kate Kajewski, I think that's, I've known her for years. I never have to say her last name, but I think that's her last name, has, stop. No, I'm not getting up. You're going to have to wait. How about that? See? I would say if you, she makes beautiful mala beads. Her Instagram is Divine Rose Frequency. Okay. She makes really beautiful mala beads. So if you're looking for a mala and you don't have one, you could try her. You know, I like to refer to people who are in the community, refer each other to people in the community. So if you don't have them and you want to get some, she hand makes them, and they're made of rose petals. Right, they're really very high vibrational. They have crystals in between and whatnot. Divine Rose Frequencies. You can check out her page on Instagram if you want to get them. Otherwise, I'm certain that your local crystal shop would probably have them too if you wanted to check out something that's more local to you, depending on where you are. But as I said, I like to. She's also Lightness of Being. Is her business page okay? I like to refer people that are students in the community. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you, and you want to make a practice with the mala, I think it's a great idea. I've done it so many times. I've used Om Mani Padme Hum for my mala practice, right? It's very high vibrational, high spiritual mantra. There's so many of them out there that you can use. There's so many of them out there that would be very beneficial for you to use. Come on, Dre, stop. So I would say if you want to do something like that and you have a hard time staying the course with your attention, I would do malas, okay? And then also breath work. Is something that's good, breathing in. You could do the four count breath, breathe in for a count of four, hold for a count of four, and then breathe out for a count of four, hold for a count of four, and then repeat it. Breathe in for a count of four, and then hold for a count of four. So you could do breath work, but mostly it's important to pay attention to your thoughts, right? Ask yourself, especially like, the situation with listening to someone like Carolyn Mace, does this resonate with my truth? Does this feel aligned for me? Does this feel good? Does it belong to me? Does this resonate with who I am? Right? And if it doesn't, then tap out of it. Okay. Very, very easy. We just have to pay attention to what is in divine resonance with us. What speaks to us? What speaks to our truth? Okay. And if you do decide you want to go the road of a mala and you want some help, trying to pinpoint a mantra that would be perfect for you, you can always let me know and I will help you work on that. Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions or anything you want to share? Any closing thoughts? No? Okay. Enjoy this Leo full moon. Stand in your fullness, fluff up your mane, and put yourself out there. Don't hold yourself restricted in any way, shape, or form. This is your time to shine, right? It's we're only really stepping into our power. We're only really coming into our power now. Okay? If somebody is not resonating with you, keep it moving. If somebody says to you, "Hey, I really love this person. I want you to listen to them," and they don't resonate with you, leave it alone. Don't feel like you have to just to appease someone else, right? We're all on different paths and journeys. Okay. All right. All right, my loves. This is where we're gonna call class. If nobody has any other questions or comments or anything. And go in peace. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Do something yummy for your heart. Don't wait for somebody to do something yummy for you. Do something good and yummy for yourself. Okay? Buy yourself a rose, whatever. Yes. Get yourself a rose and study it, look at it, sit with it, love it, cherish it. And let it teach you about its powers of transmutation. How about that? That would be fun to do. Okay. All right. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. I love you all, and I look forward to seeing you again. I think our next session is going to be next Thursday at 1 o'clock again. It's just easier for me to do this time than try to do it at night. After I'm exhausted from all the packing and stuff like that. So let's look to do our next class next Thursday at 1. All right. All right. I love you guys. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you guys.